In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall study the book of Ephesians. It's very different from SSC because our HTS have to do with theology. So I will cover more in depth in terms of the Bible. Okay? So if you have a question, please ask. Because it is not like SSC, only talk about story and stuff, right? So again, it will be more in depth. How many chapters are there in the book of Ephesians? Anyone? How many chapters? Everybody think of 5, raise your hand. 6, raise your hand. 7, raise your hand. Okay, so 6. The 6th chapter of Ephesians, it can divide it into 2 parts. The first part is chapter 1 to chapter 3. There are theology of church or doctrine of church. If you want to know more about the church, what is church about? Any mysteries about the church, you should go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians talk about many doctrines of the church. Understand? Hello? So chapter 1 to chapter 3 is what? Doctrine of church, theology of church. Chapter 4 to chapter 6 is practice about daily life. Now you talk about church, but what do we do as a church? You shall, in a church, they are husband and wife, they shall love one another and stuff, right? Talk about practical issues pertaining church. So it's very easy to understand, right? You divide it into 2. 1 to 3 is doctrine of the church. 4 to 6 is practical issue, practice. Now, if we take a very quick look, if you turn to, we want to talk about structure, but if you turn to Ephesians, very quickly, right? Yeah. Turn to Ephesians. Everybody look at your Ephesians. And later I will give you time to... Do you have the notes? No? You don't have the notes? Do you have Hangout? Yeah, Hangout, right? Okay? So you don't need to copy. Everything is in your Hangout. But please read your Bible. Verse 1 to verse 2 is what? Anybody? Chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. Edward, what do you think they are? Chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, what is it? That, not reading. You're reading by yourself, but tell me what is it? Edward, do you know what is it? Huh? Ephesians chapter 1 and 2. Huh? Greetings. That's right. Thank you. So chapter 1 and verse 1 and 2 is greeting. Verse 2 to 14, you read it very quickly, huh? What do you think they are talking about? 3 to 14. You glance it. Glance it. 扫描一下. Stephen, what do you think? Stephen. Huh? Lord Jesus, give us what? Salvation, yeah. This all talk about spiritual blessings. Stephen, read chapter 3, verse 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he give us 各样属灵的福气, all type of spiritual blessings. So from verse 3 to 14, actually, talk about at least 4 type of spiritual blessings. Okay? So if we read the structure, so very roughly, verse 1 to verse 14, talk about spiritual blessings, right? Now, if you very quickly read your Bible again, verse 15 to verse 23, right? 15 to verse 23, very quickly, what is it about? Very quickly, glance it, glance it. 扫描一下, 是不是叫 glance it? Any interpreter over here? Nobody interpret? I need help. Glance 是扫描, 是不是? Scan. Not glance it? Glance? No? Scan? What is glance? No? It's not an English word? Glance it is English word too? Yeah, scan it. Huh? Okay, Timothy, what do you think these verses are talking about? Yes, huh? Intercession. This is Paul's spiritual insight. Now, the first part talk about spiritual blessing. Second part, Paul's spiritual insight. He prayed for that they have spiritual insight to see the wonder, the power of Holy Spirit, the glory of inheritance, and the hope of calling. This is spiritual insight, right? Now, turn to chapter 2. From chapter 2, from verse 1 to verse 10, so look at the board. First of all, look at board. So we say spiritual blessing and spiritual insight, right? Now, look at chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. I scan it very quickly. What is it? You are not Minivan, but what is your name again? You have Chinese name. Ni Hao. Li Hao. Li Hao. 好不好的好? 自豪的好. 自豪的好. Anyway, Li Hao. It's easier, like Ni Hao, right? So it's easier. Can you share with us verse 1 to verse 10 of chapter 2, what basically it is trying to talk about? Huh? How we were saved. Can you read verse 8? Yeah, it was talking about we were so bad in the past. We lost in sin, we followed the world, but now, because of Jesus Christ, we are saved by His grace. So this spiritual grace that we have. Right? Agree? Everybody agree? Everybody agree, right? Very first, scan verse 11 to verse 22. Okay, Vivian, what do you think this paragraph talk about? Yes, huh? Yes, I think the most important verse is verse 16. Can you read verse 16, Vivian? So we were Gentile before, we are uncircumcised before, but now we are family member of household, or God's household. So verse 19 is very famous, yeah? You are no more sojourners, you are no more Gentiles, you are same family member of the saints. Through what? Through the grace of cross. Make two become one. Make Jewish people and Chinese people, Jewish people and black people, Jewish people and Caucasian people, all become one in the Lord. Two become one. Jewish and Gentile become one through grace of cross. So you're no more Gentile, you're no more uncircumcised, we are same household. So read the slides. Huh? So spiritual blessing, spiritual insight, spiritual grace, so and the grace of cross, right? Now, chapter 3, verse 1 to 13, very quickly, scan it. Okay, Sophia, what do you think? We know what I mean by what? God's Spirit. Which verse you are talking about? Verse 5? Huh? Yes. Verse 5, the mysteries was not known, but the ministry was known today, right? So Paul knows the ministry. What is the ministry in verse 3? The ministry is that. What is the ministry? Verse 6. Sophia, please read. This is the ministry. This is a mystery. That has been revealed to God. So actually, verse 3, chapter 1 to 11, talk about the mystery, 奥秘, the unveil of the mystery, which do not know, nobody knew before. But it was revealed to Paul that Gentile people, you know, this mystery was even like undiscovered in Jesus' generation, because Jesus said, do not go to Gentiles' home, but go to Jewish people to preach. But actually, there were some Greek means non-Jewish, Gentile, try to see Jesus. And they talked to Philip, and Philip did not know what to do, because Jesus said, do not go to Gentile, go to the lost sheep, don't go to Jewish people, right? And Philip then, he did not know what to do, he go to Nathanael. Is it Nathanael? Yeah, and then he was taken. All the Greek was taken to Jesus. So it was hidden at that time. But later on, Paul knew that Chinese people, whatever non-Jewish people, they are also the children of God after they receive water baptism. So this mystery was unveiled. So basically, let's talk about this mystery. Chapter 3, verse 14 to 21. Very quickly, scan it. You know, what do you think? Huh? Knowledge? Yeah. Okay. Can you read verse 14? He bowed his knee, right? He bowed his knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 16 says that, hope that his spirit can strengthen your inner man, right? Verse 18 says that, so you know how the love is overpassing, right? So actually, this is all talk about intercession of Paul, 保罗的代祷, right? The whole passage, many cover. So all this part have to do with, many have to do with the doctrine of the church. So let's read from the board again. So it's spiritual blessing, spiritual insight, spiritual grace, the cross, the grace of the cross, the unveil of mystery, and the intercession of Paul. This is chapter 1 to chapter 3, right? Any question? This is very roughly we try to understand what is it talk about. Okay? You read it again and to see if you agree. If you disagree, let me know. Because this is not absolute, but this is to help you to understand the whole books, right? Now let's try to read chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. What is it? 1 to 3, very quickly, huh? One, two, three. Yvonne's sister, what's your name? Yvonne Fu's sister. Isabel. Huh? Isabel. Isabel? Can you read? I mean, what is it, this verse 1 to verse 3 about? What do you think they are about? Did you read it? You didn't read? Okay. Next door, neighbor. Shani, what is it? Read it, verse 1 to verse 3. What is it about? Yes, huh? Talk about, please read verse 3. Yes, try your best to keep the unity, right? And verse 4 to verse 7, verse 6, they are 7-1, right? 4 to 6, 7-1, right? Hello? 7-1, right? 7-1. Is it? Is it? Unity got to be one. Right? Yeah? If you want to unite together for Presbyterian church to unite it with true Jesus church, we got to have the same baptism. We got to have the same Lord, yes, baptism, a Presbyterian church worship Lord Jesus Christ, but they do not. We do not have the same baptism, right? There's only one baptism in the Bible, right? Hello? So you just talk about one baptism or one faith. They have different faiths. They celebrate Christmas. We don't celebrate Christmas, right? So the faith is different. Therefore, cannot unite it as one. Understand? So, talk about, so verse 1 to verse 3 is talk about is about the foundation of unity. That means that we got to be humble, we got to be patient, we got to have love in verse 2. But then they talk about 7-1s. And verse 7 to 16. 7 to 16, what does it talk about? 7 to 16, what does it mainly talk about? Why do I spend time with this? Because structure is important. If you got to understand structure, later on you think about the whole book. It's easier for you to remember the whole book. You know what I'm saying? I know it's boring. I know it do not give you too much edification, but it's easy for you to understand this book in the future. That's why we need to do this boring part first, okay? What is your name again, sister? You are Shannon. Shani and Shannon. One is ni, one is nun. Okay, Shannon, what do you think is talking about? What verse 7 and on to 16 talk about? What do you think? Gift, right? Can you read verse 7? Verse 7, can you read? Did you finish reading? Is there any gift you read? So, 量给个人的恩赐, the gift measure to everyone. Is it? What is it? I know, but the give word, what did he say? The give measure to everyone. What did he say? Which word he says? Can you read out loud again? Maybe verse 11, read 11. Verse 11, read out loud, Shannon. So everybody have different gift, right? Verse 16. Shannon. So all the gifts shall join together, fulfill its own function. So all these passages talk about gift. Make sense? Hello? Make sense? Does it make sense to you? Hello? No, seriously, does it make sense? Okay. So gift and the church, right? Now, then verse 17 to 24. 17 to 24, quick. Really, very quickly. 17:24. Timothy from Toronto. Yes, huh? Yeah, he talked about you were Gentile, your heart was fertile, in verse 17, right? Your heart was hardened, 18, right? Your conscience, you lost your conscience and indulged your lust, right? Oh, this is the old one. You got to put off the old one. Verse 22, can you read, Timothy? Amen. You put off, right? Verse 24. Put on new person, right? So basically this passage is put off the old one that is hardened heart, that is corrupted, defiled, new one that has 真理的仁义跟圣洁, truth, righteousness, and holy, right? So this is a put off and put on. Then 25 to 32, very quickly, read it. After I finish reading, I'm going to ask you to tell me. I'm reading it too, 25 to 32. I finished reading it already. So, Paul, what do you think? What is talking about? Talk about don't get angry, don't lie, don't curse, right? Don't have bitter heart, right? All this have to do what? Cultivation, right? So, read the book. So we talk about practice. The church have to do is the foundation of unity. The church got to be one, right? Seven capital of the church got to be one. One faith, one Lord, one baptism, one spirit, and so on and so forth. Then talk about church, you have different gift. Everybody got to unite, associate with one another. Then you talk about inner spiritual cultivation, get rid of old one, put on the new, and then, Paul, whatever you read is only like a spiritual cultivation of a Christian. Don't curse, don't lie, don't get angry. All have to do is inner cultivation. Right? Make sense, Paul? Okay. Now, let's read chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 1 to 7. After I'm reading it, I'm asking you, Monica, what do you think? Huh? What? Love. I said. Can you read verse 1? Yes, so be imitator of God. Verse 7. Yes, do not do the same thing like they do, right? So we shall imitate God like the beloved children of God. Then imitate of God. So God is holy, right? So verse 3 says that no filthy, do not mention all the dirty words. And verse 5 talk about all the filthy have no portion in the kingdom of God, right? All this, all talk about you shall be just like God and do not do evil things like the other person. So be imitator of God. Huh? Well, thank you. 8 to 14. Very quickly, read it. Didn't read. Isabel, did you read it? Did you read? You read so fast. 你读这么快啊? No. Huh? 还是你没有在读啊? 为什么你不能读? You should read. Right? Do not stay in the darkness, right? This type of message. So this is out of darkness into light. Huh. Out of darkness into light. Huh? Verse 15. I cannot spend too much time on this anymore because it's too much time consuming. So I will read. We just read it very fast. Huh? Verse 15. Verse 15, chapter 5, verse 15. Benny, can you read? Be watchful, be aware of. Be aware of your doing. Do not be like the foolish person, like the wise man, right? Then they talk about what you should be aware of. Cherish your time, know the will of God. Don't get drunk, sing him. And always give thanks to the Lord, submit to one another, right? 22 and on talk about the relationship between husband and wife. I think you know this, right? Chapter 6, verse 1 to 4 talk about relationship between mother and children, parents and children. 5 is master and slave, right? Verse 10 talk about devil and man. Sorry, I skip chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. It's talk about God and man. 19 and 20 is God and man. Read 19 and 20. 19 and 20. Marvin, can you read? This is talk about the following part. No, I'm sorry. So only to 90. Huh? 90 is that what do we do to God? What to do to God as a man? Oh. Okay. We shall praise him. We shall give thanks to him. So it's relationship. We and God, husband and wife, mother and children, slave and master, and man and Satan. Right? Hello? Make sense? All I have to do is relationship. Okay, if this is a test, can I test you this? Test this. But not in detail, maybe only like up to doctrinal, practical part. And then, can I say at least a practical part? At least you remember the first part is talk about church, second part is talk about inner cultivation, third part is outer relationship. At least you memorize that. Make sense? Hello? Can we do that? You don't need to memorize the details, but at least those are outward stuff. Oh, no burden. But this is, you get a whole picture of book of Ephesians. Okay, who is the author of this book? Let's read chapter 1, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. Angela. Angela is Xinru, right? Chapter 1, verse 1. So who is the author of this letter? Paul, okay? This is one of the letters called 监狱书信, the letter that is written in the jail. How many letters was written in the jail by Paul? How many letters? Anybody know? 保罗在监狱写几封书信, how many letters? Like those who think three, raise your hand. Four, raise your hand. Five, raise your hand. Hey, only one dare to raise your hand. Only Stephen to raise your hand. Yes, there are four. Huh? You don't know, just guess it. Good guess. Four letters. Which four letters was written in jail? Anybody know? Ephesians? Philippians? Huh? No, not Timothy. Huh? Like, what is after Ephesians? Philippians, right? What is after Philippians? Colossians, right? And then another one is Philemon. Four letter, right? This is written in jail. Over here it says that Paul, as an apostle, go back to Ephesians 1 again, huh? He called himself apostle. Do you know what is an apostle? What does it mean by apostle? Huh? Follower? Okay. Apostle actually have two, that's read Romans chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. Jamin, please read. Yes, apostle is separate for the gospel of God, special calling for the gospel of God. So today, the preachers, they are like apostles in the old days, because the preachers, I think all of them have special calling. They are separated for gospel. But apostle, this word is not used anymore, because this word was only used where for those people who behold Jesus Christ, have seen Jesus Christ, including Paul, right? Did Paul see Jesus Christ? Encounter with Jesus Christ? Right? Yeah, so they are someone who saw Jesus Christ. Let's read Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 22. 1:22. 122, who I did not call your name. Stephen Liu. So apostles, they are to separate for the gospel. They are to testify for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And they must be the one with Peter because they are the one before, behold, Jesus Christ. Huh? So that's why apostles' name is not used in this generation. Huh? Come back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. How did Paul address the members in Ephesus? How did Paul addressed the member in Ephesus, according to verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. Huh? Sabrina? Huh? Yes, sent, right? Did I talk about sent in the past? Did I talk about that you are sent? Did I tell you that you are sent? No? Do you know that you are a saint? How many people know that you are a saint? Raise your hand. You don't know you are a saint. Catholic people, but Paul called the church of Ephesus, they are saint, right? Is that right? Hello? Now, Catholic church only call people saint when they at least perform one miracle in their life. Okay? And secondly, they are dead. If they die, they at least perform one miracle. When they are living, then they will call them saint. So nowadays you have Saint Peter, Saint Joseph, Saint Thomas. We have so many saints: Saint Mary, Saint Joseph Hospital, Saint something University. Right? Hello, is that right? Right? But this is only Catholic concept. In Bible's concept, as long as you are baptized, you are a saint. Right? Hello? Because when you are baptized, your sins are washed away, right? Make sense? Hello? Make sense? So you are clothed on the white garment of the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't try to peek into under the white garment, okay? Other people, of course, you yourself know what. So, what was your mistakes? But we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So even as worse as Corinthian church, do you know Corinthian church is one of the worst church in the history, right? Marry their stepmother, there are divisions, they are pop up because they are knowledgeable. When they have Holy Communion, some people even get drunk, right? And how did Paul address this church? Member, how did Paul address the member of this church? Saints. Paul also called them saints. So in this case, you are saint also. You are Saint Marvin, Saint Nihao. Saint. Yeah, you're all saints, right? Saint Shannon, right? You're all saints. It's a very different concept, huh? Okay, where is Ephesus? Can you identify where is it? Where is it? It's over there. Do you see it? Today, where is it today? In today's genealogy, where? How many of you are traveled to Turkey with your mom? Turkey? How many of you know that recently there's a terrorist attack in Istanbul airport? I was there, not at that time, of course. It was a beautiful airport. And Istanbul was in Turkey. So let's go back. So this, how do I do this? Hey, how do I, where is it? Oh, so this part, right? It's, this part is where? This part is where? Ethan, right? Ethan. Do you know today we have Ethan too? Yeah? We have church in Ethan. Yeah. We have a house, of, we have a, we rent a house. We have about 20 members over there. I was there also in Ethan. So you know where is Ethan, right? I don't know, what is it? Today it's called, also called Ethan. This is Thessalonica over here. I went to Thessalonica too. Thessalonica, they call it. Not Thessalonica. Anyway, so this is Turkey. Nowadays, Turkey, right? So this is Turkey. And Ephesus is around here. Okay? Hello? Today, if you go there, you may see this one. This is a theater. They call it an amphitheater. This is about, this is built up in third century. Maybe when Paul was at the first century, right? 200 years before Paul. The scale of theater is maybe a little bit smaller than this one. But do you know that Paul was once trying to go into a place like this, theater? Do you know that? Do you know that? In Ephesus. You don't know? What happened to Paul when he was in Ephesus? Anybody? Huh? How long did Paul stay in Ephesus, preach in Ephesus? Did Paul set up a theological school in Ephesus? Hello? Nobody know the answer? Let's pray in silence. Amen. We'll give you answers.